On Tuesday, June 1st, local and national environmental organizations protested outside Representative Paul Tonko's office in Albany to kick off a campaign against the so-called Clean Future Act. Representative Tonko, who is chairman of the Environment and Climate Change Subcommittee, is a co-sponsor of the bill. I had a chance to speak with two of the protest organizers, Sandy Steubing of People of Albany United for Safe Energy, and Eric Weltman of Food and Water Watch. First, Sandy Steubing on why she was protesting the bill.
I'm here today because we're out of time. We have maybe 7 years left in our global pollution greenhouse gas emission budget, and yet the so-called Clean Future Act, sponsored by Congressman Tonko, has an end date of 2050 before we become the U.S. becomes net carbon zero. And so there's a huge difference in those timelines, and I believe the science, which says 7 years.
So tell me why you are focusing on Representative Tonko.
Well, we are actually in a very advantageous position here in the Capital District, because Congressman Tonko is the chair of the House Environment and Climate Change Committee, which wrote the Clean Future Act. And he is our representative. We are his constituents, meaning we have the vote here. I mean, in 435 representatives in the House, we have perhaps and probably the one who has the most influence over this bill. So if you're at all concerned about climate change for yourself, for your kids, for the planet, please come out on Tuesdays at noon, 19 Dove Street, right in front of his office. We'll be here every Tuesday because this is like our last stand.
Can you tell me why you oppose the Clean Future Act?
It includes fracked gas, new fracked gas facilities. It includes waste incineration. I mean, we can see the old Answers plant smokestacks from his office right here. And yet he has ignored their plight. And he talks a good line about climate change. But if you look at what he's actually done, we're walking backwards is what we're doing. It also has fossil fuel subsidies and a host of other bad solutions, very dirty solutions to our climate. And it actually will mean nothing if it passes, because it'll just be too late.
How can people learn more about PAWS?
You can go to our website. It's pawsenergy.org, and that's only one E, so it's PAUSENERGY.org.
Anything else you want to add?
Come and join me any Tuesday this summer, including into September, Tuesdays at noon, 19 Dove Street, because this is like our last stand, and we are very important people to the nation, since Congressman Tonko is our representative. Please come and help us make the point.
Next, I spoke with Eric Weltman, senior organizer at Food and Water Watch.
Food and Water Watch is here along with PAWS and other allies to send a message to Representative Tonko that we need real climate leadership. We need something stronger, more bold, more ambitious than Tonko's Clean Future Act, which utterly fails to live up to its name, does not really help New York and the nation move off fossil fuels, and we need Tonko to be a real leader on that.
Can you tell me why you oppose the Clean Future Act?
Well, the bottom line is the Clean Future Act actually promotes fossil fuels and other dirty energy. Its definition of clean energy includes burning fracked gas, includes incineration. It embraces market mechanisms like pollution trading and New technologies like carbon capture that are unproven and that really have been embraced by the fossil fuel industry, and for good reason. This is a bill that at the end of the day does not move the nation off fossil fuels.
My understanding is that Representative Tonko doesn't have the best record on climate and environment. How does that translate in his district?
That's a good question. I think Representative Tonko, has some expertise, in energy, and has a legacy of having had been perhaps at one time many decades ago a leader on these issues. But his leadership has grown stale. He's now chair of this, climate subcommittee, working with Speaker Pelosi. And, for whatever reason, and I'm sure he knows this because he's a smart guy, his bill is not as bold and ambitious as it needs to be. So we need his constituents, we need Paul Tonko's constituents, like we did today, to send a message that we need something better, stronger, more bold, and more ambitious.
And can you tell me a little bit more about this campaign?
Well, Food and Water Watch has teamed up with PAWS to do these weekly vigils over the summer. I know in 2 weeks we're going to be back talking about the End Polluter Welfare Act. So I think every week there's going to be a certain theme. It's a different aspect of Representative Tonko's leadership on climate that we need to elevate and raise. We're going to be generating calls into his office. We're teaming up with national allies like Friends of the Earth and Greenpeace, who also recognize the need for Tonko's leadership. So this is going to be, I think, a big campaign, at least over the summer, focusing to some extent on the big infrastructure bill that the House and the Senate are crafting. We're going to need lots of money for good stuff like clean water, and hopefully no money for bad stuff like fossil fuels.
Stay tuned for more on this campaign as it develops. And for the Hudson Mohawk News Magazine, I'm Dave Publow.